The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Talking to Ryan Carpenter from the Vegas Golden Knights on SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Kind of a crazy week, huh?
Yeah, it's been exciting knowing that we were going to be in the finals and until we didn't know who we were playing. So now I think feel like it's got a little bit more real for me and the team and knowing that we're playing the Capitals and knowing that we're starting at home. So, yeah, we're real excited.
I know. Well, you had a better record, so at least that came in handy.
Yeah, definitely. The better record comes in handy, and hopefully the home ice advantage helps us.
So, Ryan, when you originally heard that Vegas was going to get an NHL franchise, you were actually part of the San Jose Sharks team, and everybody's saying, you know, hockey doesn't belong in the desert. Nobody in the desert knows anything about hockey. It's not going to have a loyal fan base. I mean, before you were a Golden Knight, what was your initial reaction to all of that?
I didn't really know what to think, but, yeah, I think maybe you just kind of agree with some of those people that, you know, putting a non-traditional hockey market, putting a hockey team there and in the desert, but it's crazy how the fan base is just in the first year. And even when I was with the Sharks, I played a game here against the Vegas Knights, and all of our teammates on San Jose, we were amazed at how loud it was and how intense it was for a first year team. So that was my first impression is when I first came here when I was on the Sharks.
So how'd you feel after that when you heard in December, hey, I get to be a part of the Golden Knights team?
The day I found out was super exciting. There was like a 24-hour window where I had found out I was getting put on waivers. And so there's 24 hours where you have no idea if someone's going to pick you up, or if no one did, I was going to get sent down to the minors for the San Jose team. So there was a lot of uncertainty for that 24 hours, but I guess that's where my wife and I, where our faith came in and just praying about it, and that gave us a peace and confidence about it.
I heard Alex Ovechkin from the Washington Capitals a few months back saying, you know, it's a crazy atmosphere in Vegas. It's not a regular rink. It's kind of an unbelievable show. You get all excited. It's like you're in a nightclub. It's like you're in a party. Everybody's dancing over there. And it's just like, wait, we're in a hockey game or is this a pool party over there? It's going to be tough to play against.
Yeah, I mean, I think that for the most part, everyone in the league is just is something to that degree. It seems like whenever we get a goal at home, we get the crowd into it and real loud, and that gives our team a lot of momentum and a lot of energy. So yeah, I mean, it is, it's like a show. I mean, I've been to some other shows down at the Strip, and yeah, it's definitely that loud atmosphere, entertaining atmosphere for sure.
We're talking to Ryan Carpenter from the Vegas Golden Knights on SOS Radio. In 5 minutes, he's going to talk about some of the friendships that have developed with our Golden Misfits. Everybody coming from different cities, even different countries, next on SOS.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.
We're talking to Ryan Carpenter from the Vegas Golden Knights today on SOS Radio. So how's the team been preparing this week? I know you guys have been having a lot of practices and probably a lot of uncertainty until you knew who you were going to be playing. Like, wait, are we shipping out? Are we going to play at home?
Yeah, it kind of feels the same way after the round one when we beat the Kings and we were waiting to found out we were playing the Sharks, and then it seemed like we had like a week off until we played them. So it kind of feels pretty similar. It seems like in playoffs, you're usually not used to getting too many days off in between series, but it's good, I think, just for a team to regroup and for guys who are maybe banged up with minor injuries to get healthy. So we're close to 100% for the finals. And yeah, I mean, we're having our practices and staying sharp. And now that we know that we're playing the Capitals, we'll have time to start doing some more film and some more strategy and some more game plan.
So what have the friendships been like? I know you moved to a new town in December, and then everybody else kind of moved here over the summer, and you're just figuring, like, a bunch of new guys. They haven't been playing together very long. But what kind of friendships have you guys developed over this last season?
It's been cool. I mean, I think everyone has that common bond that everyone was the new guy this year. So even when I came in the middle of December, I think guys kind of understood what that feels like and were super welcoming. And two, it just seems like a lot of guys had something to prove, maybe a little chip on their shoulder this year. For some reason or another, they weren't wanted by their teams or weren't protected by their teams before, and I think a lot of guys had something to prove and were given more opportunities. And so I think we all kind of had that common bond and that little chip on your shoulder, and we're all able to relate together. And I think one of the cool things too is just being around this group every day. Guys work really hard every day in practice and games, but guys also just have a lot of fun. At the end of the day, we're playing hockey for a living, and so I feel like guys do a good job of keeping that in perspective as well.
I know in the sports world, there's the trading, and there's putting things on hold, and there's teams that protect and don't, and all the politics that go on with that, but does that affect your identity at all when you're a player, where you're just like, I'm part of this team, and then wait, what's going on?
Yeah, I'd say for me, even just the biggest thing, maybe not necessarily trading, but just either my performance or what other people think of me, what the coaches think of me or how I'm playing at the time. It's tempting, I guess, to put your identity in that. But since I've been a Christian since my freshman year in college and learning about identity and learning that I'm a child of God and, I don't know, just trying to apply that day by day, and I'm not perfect at it. I think through the adversity that comes with being a pro athlete, my wife and I have been able to apply that, and I think it's just given us a piece that we're Christians first and I'm a hockey player second.
That's awesome. We're talking to Ryan Carpenter from the Vegas Golden Knights, number 40, and he's actually going to share his faith story coming up next on SOS Radio.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.
We're talking to Ryan Carpenter from the Vegas Golden Knights on SOS Radio. Back in college, Ryan, you played for Bowling Green State. Fellowship of Christian Athletes played a big role in your faith story.
One of the ministries where I had a huge influence in my life, being an athlete and able to learn about Jesus, connecting with other athletes and a lot of my other friends, whether with hockey or on other sports too, were involved. And that's where I met my wife too. So pretty special. FCA always have a special place in my heart. And I think it's a real cool ministry and does a really good job at presenting the gospel to athletes.
So what was your faith story, Ryan?
Grew up in a church and heard about Jesus. And I think I genuinely believe that Jesus died for my sins, but applying that, having that day-to-day relationship, I don't think that was really there. And I was kind of living this double life growing up, and I was living away from home early, pursuing my dream of playing college hockey. So I no longer had the protection of my parents and their rules and their boundaries, and became more and more like the world in high school, and then 19 and 20 years old. And there was that conviction for the sin of my life, but it was almost like a guiltiness and a condemnation that I was feeling. And when I went to college for the first time, I started going to church more on my own. And the more I was going to Bible studies and learning the word and reading the Bible on my own, I still had that guilt every time I went. So I remember just meeting up with the pastor, Pastor Rob Warren, of the campus church in Bowling Green, and him listening to my story and my sin that I don't know why I shared it with him, but it was my first time really hanging out with him, getting coffee. And I remember just God kind of pressing on my heart to share with him my past and the guilt I was feeling, and he didn't flinch. I don't know, I was expecting him to be upset with me or, I don't know, make me feel bad, and he just showed me grace and shared his story with me and gave me hope and told me about the story of Jesus and how he died and rose from the dead for my sins. And I heard that story so many times, but I think I just had never really fully experienced God's forgiveness, and from that day on, I just felt like the weight of the sin in my life was, it was kind of just like a burden on my shoulders, and God lifted that burden and freed me from my past. And that just, that allowed me to continue to go to church and learn about him, but without the burden of my guilt. And I was just starting to enjoy Jesus. Then I tasted and see how good the Lord was, and I just wanted more of him. And so I've probably been a Christian now for 6 years or so, but it's definitely been a lot of ups and downs, and learning about my identity and trying to follow him while being a pro athlete. But I mean, it's been amazing, and it's crazy how God can change people's hearts. And in my freshman year in college, he totally just changed my heart.
Changes the whole trajectory of your life and your career, huh?
Yeah, it totally did.
We're talking to Ryan Carpenter from the Vegas Golden Knights on SOS Radio. We'll be watching on Monday as you take down the Capitals. Thanks for checking in today. SOS Radio.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.